Would you pray with me? Loving and gracious God, may the words of my mouth, may the thoughts of all of our hearts be found acceptable in your sight. For we know that you are the one who redeems us and who strengthens us. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. A number of years ago, I heard the story, I believe it's a true story, of Chippy the parakeet. Now, Chippy was a parakeet who never saw it coming. One second, he was peacefully perched in his cage, and the next, he was sucked in, washed up, and blown out. The problem began when Chippy's owner decided to clean Chippy's cage. So he took off the floor thing, off the vacuum cleaner, and stuck the vacuum cleaner hose down into the cage. And just as he did that, the phone rang. So as he reached for the phone, he heard a whoop, and he turned and realized that Chippy had been sucked up in the vacuum cleaner. He quickly turned off the vacuum cleaner, opened it up, and there was Chippy, alive. Stunned, but alive. Now, since the bird was covered with dust and soot, she grabbed him and raced to the bathroom, turned on the water, stuffed Chippy under the water, washing him and drenching him with water until she realized Chippy was soaked and he was shivering. So then she did what any compassionate bird owner would do. She held Chippy, turned on the blow dryer, and blew warm air all over him. Well, poor Chippy never knew what had hit him. A few days after the trauma, the reporter who had initially written about this event contacted Chippy's owner to see how the bird was recovering. Well, she replied, Chippy doesn't sing much anymore. Just sits there and stares. It's hard not to see why. Sucked in, washed up, and blown over. That's enough to steal the song from the stoutest heart. And in a way, I think all of us can relate with Chippy. There are those times when it just feels like life has sucked us up and drowned us and blown us over. Life can be hard. And we wonder, when it happens, if anyone cares about us. Perhaps we might even say, God, don't you care for me? Maybe it was when you got the cancer diagnosis. Or when a spouse or a loved one died. Maybe it was when you made some incredible mistake that just made your life so hard. I'm thinking of the loneliness, the stress, the despair, and those kinds of times can engender in us. Perhaps those times have happened in our lives when a child of ours was very sick and we didn't know what to do and we were scared. And this is where I think we find the mother in our gospel story of Matthew today. Something is wrong with her daughter, and she is stricken with panic and fear. She hears that Jesus is nearby and has heard of the miracles that he has done, and she begins to wonder, would he care for her? Would he even talk to a Canaanite woman? And she goes to meet him to find out. Now, many people have problems with this story. Because Jesus seems to come across as very hard-hearted. I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel, he says to her when she asked him. And at those words, many would have just said, okay, fine, I'm out of here. And can surmise that God really didn't care for them very much, or at least this man Jesus didn't care for them. But this woman had something called chutzpah. Chutzpah is defined as shameless audacity, impudence. Now, she knew that Jewish men weren't supposed to speak to strange women. But this was her daughter that she was fighting for. And she was not going to let any religious doctrine stand in the way of her getting help for her daughter. She responded with the famous response, yes, but even the dogs get the scraps that fall from the children's table. Yes, I know that you have your doctrines, but others can benefit from what others get to eat. She challenges Jesus' perception of her and her daughter. Yes, we are not Jews, but we are human beings in pain. And as such, we deserve some recognition of our humanity and of the pain that we're experiencing. Especially when it seems like the Jewish people aren't catching on. One of the interesting things about the New Testament is that often it is those on the fringes that seem to get it, what Jesus is saying. This woman with chutzpah gets it. In the book of Acts, it's the Gentiles that get it. Cornelius, the centurion, and others. Paul makes the case in our passage from the book of Romans today. God has not rejected God's people whom God foreknew. And a little bit later, in between the two passages from Romans that were read today, we hear, so I ask, have they stumbled so as to fall? By no means. But through their stumbling, salvation has come to the Gentiles. They're getting the scraps that fall from the table, so as to make Israel jealous. Now, if their stumbling means riches for the world, and their defeat means riches for the Gentiles, how much more will their full inclusion be? Today's passages, Romans and Matthew, are about inclusion. The inclusion of all of God's people. Now, when I say all of God's people in this sermon, I'm not talking about just those who call themselves Christians. But I'm also talking about all of those who don't have a religion, or those who believe in Allah, or Buddha, or some other religion. They are all God's children. The Canaanite woman, because of her chutzpah, is included. The adulterous woman about to be stoned is included. Throughout scriptures, in both the Hebrew scriptures and the New Testament, people that many thought were not included were included. Even that little tax man up in the sycamore tree named Zacchaeus. It is so easy to create an us and them sort of a feeling or response. And let's admit it. It's been a problem in the church, both in the past and the present, and probably will be in the future. It is so easy to think that God doesn't care about us because of the stuff that we've done, or said, or thought. We need women and men to claim their chutzpah and start taking down the walls that people put up to separate people, or that we put up in our own lives because we're ashamed and we don't want people to see our shame, even God. The woman forced Jesus to break that wall. And she challenges us to break down walls today. Anything that creates an us and them mentality is sin. Whether it be our beliefs, our sins, our actions, we all are still God's children, beloved by God. And we have to claim that. We have to live that. Not just for ourselves, but for everyone else as well. I want to end this story with one by Dr. Seuss. This is one of Dr. Seuss's lesser known stories, The Sneetches. In case you don't remember the story, the Sneetches are tall, yellow creatures who live on beaches. In Seuss's story, these creatures are divided into two groups. Those who have green stars on their bellies, and those who don't have green stars on their bellies. The green starred Sneetches comprise the in crowd. They build exclusive campfires around which they sing their little songs. The Sneetches without green stars on their bellies are the outsiders. They are the losers. But one day, a fix-it-up chappie named Sylvester McMonkey McBean comes to town with a strange contraption called a star-on machine. For a mere $3, Sneetches can line up and get green stars on their bellies. Naturally, all the no-star Sneetches jump at the chance. The in-crowd Sneetches are no longer distinct. And this upsets them very much. But Sylvester McMonkey McBean also had a star-off machine. For $10, you could get your star, which defines you as an in-person. Removed, and thus distinguishing yourself anew as a star-off person. This back and forth escalates until, as Dr. Seuss says, neither the plane nor the star bellies knew whether this one was that or that one was this, or one, or which one was what one, or what one was who. Very confusing. May we become blind to that which separates us and see only the Christ that is present in all of us. And may we have the chutzpah to claim it for ourselves and to claim it for others. Amen.